So here's the question I really want to ask you. This is the thing that's really got me interested. In these studies of LHRH agonists and breast cancer, in general, what was the interval used? Was it monthly or three-monthly ovarian suppression?
These are almost completely monthly injections, yeah.
What do we know about the impact of monthly versus every three-month therapy in breast cancer specifically?
There's certainly a lot of interest in that because it would be much more convenient if it was three-monthly. And the data I've seen suggests that for many women, actually 3 months can be achieved, but the results are somewhat variable, and not all women can actually get full suppression for 3 months with three-month depo. So it's an area where there's some uncertainty, and I think enough uncertainty that it's not typically recommended to be used.
And I guess also the issue of adjuvant therapy, you're going for hopefully cure, different than in the metastatic setting where maybe considerations are different.
Sure.
So do you think that there's a consensus that when you're using adjuvant LHRH agonist, that ought to be every month?
I think that's the current feeling, yes, that monthly is appropriate.
And certainly a lot of the investigators that we've interviewed for this series all say that, and they have been quite surprised by this most recent study that we just did and is just about to publish showing that 40% of oncologists in the United States are using every three-month therapy for breast cancer. And interestingly, 24% of the 51 investigators are using it. Since I saw those data, which I was pretty surprised at, I've been asking people, and I've asked them pretty credible people, and most are using monthly. That's, you know, the information we have to deal with. But I had a little bit of concern about that.
That's an interesting point. I certainly wasn't aware of your survey, but the three-month depo, of course, is used in prostate quite
exactly,
often.
Exactly, right.
And it is available. The indications are that in some women, it actually doesn't hold for 3 months. So if you really want to get the full treatment, it's a little bit uncertain. But certainly it's substantially more convenient.
I guess the other issue is if you're combining it with tamoxifen, it's one thing. But if you're combining it with an AI and you're not going to totally suppress the ovaries, that would seem to be a little problematic.
Well, it'd be absolutely essential, I think, when combining with an AI, you make sure you maintain the ovarian suppression. I mean, I think that's the new frontier now for premenopausal endocrine treatment, which is, of course, being looked at in a number of trials, is if you really go for estrogen suppression with LHRH plus AI, you know, what can you achieve there?